Welcome to Beach Grassroots, a monthly podcast highlighting nonprofits of the North Oregon and South Washington coastal region. This production is a collaboration with the Astoria Co-op's Change for Community program. You can learn more about Change for Community and the organizations it supports at astoria.coop. This month, we'll be speaking with Astoria Visual Arts, a nonprofit with a mission to create opportunities for all ages and walks of life to engage with the arts. The AVA puts on exhibitions, open studio tours, and artist-in-residence programs. Their arts education for youth includes an art camp and art room after school program.
Hi, my name's Annie Esklin. I'm the executive director for Astoria Visual Arts.
My name is Karin, and I am a teacher at Art Room.
And my name is Carrie Domer, art teacher.
Astoria Visual Arts is a nonprofit that's been operating since 1989, and so we just turned 36 this year. It's super exciting. We have multifaceted programming, supporting artist professional development through several artist residencies. We have a gallery that has new exhibits monthly, and also the Astoria Open Studios Tour. And wonderful expanding program is our education program, which is 12 years old. And last year, we acquired another nonprofit called Art Room. So initially it was started with the Miss B program, which was initially funded by Pat and Noel Thomas, two local dear beloved individuals. And then partnering with Art Room starting 4 years ago, we started art camps with funding from the Oregon Community Foundation, the Go Kids program, which was amazing. Was specifically to fund outside of school arts programming. So our programming at that time was all in schools. So we hired Art Room and we started the first art camps with an emphasis of making art outside. And fast forward, this year, we're doing our fourth year of art camps. We're doing them. We just finished one up in June. We have another one coming up in July and in August. They host 50 to 60 plus kids. It's a really incredible experience for the kids. So Karin was with Art Room before AVA came on board. Mm-hmm.
I started Art Room 2 years ago, and I started as like an assistant.
You're a working professional artist, and I think something to like bring in is that you, your artwork is like very inspiring to children. It is really nicely translated into how you work with the kids in the classroom as well.
So yeah, I'm a professional artist, and I absolutely love also working with kids at Art Room because it's very inspiring to me to see their art and just how creative they are. And it's just a very special experience for me. I don't have kids of my own, so I really feel like these kids are my kids. I just adore them. So at Art Room, the school year is set up. It starts in October, and we do four units focused on different art subjects. I enjoy teaching 3D art because that's what I do a lot of in my professional art. And yeah, it's an after-school art program. All kids are welcome, 5 through 12. and we get a lot of homeschool kids, which is really neat. And it's from 3 to 5, Wednesday and Thursdays. Yeah, it's pretty special because we also offer like ceramics for free, which is like a very valuable program, I would say, because there's bisque firing and glaze firing, which is, it takes a lot of energy and resources. So it's like really special that kids get to make pottery. And this past year we made mugs, and that was really fun for the kids. They all turned out really cool.
You can see videos of the mugs on our Instagram site through the Art Room program. So it's Art Room Astoria on Instagram and Facebook. Art Room after school program is completely free, funded by grants that Astoria Visual Arts receives. And so we're absolutely thrilled about that. The program tends to fill up really fast because it is free. So in ideally early September is when people can sign their kids up. And then generally it's 3 weeks or so before each unit starts. Parents can sign their kids up.
And I work at Astoria Choice Academy with some high schoolers. And I've been with them for about 3 years. And they have been, it's been really cool because I've been able to see them grow and see them progress. That's been really incredible. I also work at the after school program with Karin and Dee. And we work with ages kindergarten through eighth grade. Yeah, I was a teacher for about 20 years. And during the pandemic, I kind of switched gears and am now teaching art and doing some other stuff too, so that I can continue to teach art, which has been really amazing. And yeah, I love it. The other thing I do is I take high school students from Astoria, Napa, Warrenton, and Astoria Choice every year, and we go on a field trip to Portland and introduce kids from Clatsop County to museums and local galleries and different kind of interesting art experiences in Portland, and take them to have food downtown and walk around and go on the transit. It's really amazing. And all the art teachers are really incredible to work with. And then we also do an art show with the high school students, mostly high school, but also other students. We included Art Room this year, and that was a phenomenal experience to have the kids have their art displayed. And it's just, it's amazing to see them come in, and they're so proud of what they've done. And it's just, it's a real, and they get to sell it, and it's just really, it's really cool. So because I've worked with alternative high school for 3 years, I've had the same kids. And most of the kids there, some of them are really interested in art, and some of them, like, there's only 30 students. And so some of them, it's just there, and it's a, you know, it's an elective, but they're not, they wouldn't consider themselves like highly interested in art. So I've had to approach it in a way that is very non-threatening. And I had a student who came in, and she would just get paralyzed and just wouldn't know what to do. And then she would just pack up and leave. But she came consistently. And this last year has been really cool to see her just try new things and be more expressive in her art and not be so like paralyzed, which has been incredible. I also had another student come in who, he just actually came in because his girlfriend was in the class, but he resisted for quite a while. And then he just started doing art, and then he would come even when she wasn't there, and his artwork really developed. And I think he has a very different sense of him as an artist than when he started. I think it's super awesome. Yeah, so Astoria High School has an alternative high school, and it's run by Alexa, and she is an incredible human, and she has been super supportive. So she has created this kind of space where kids can come in, and actually Elizabeth worked with us, who works here at KMUN. She worked with the kids, and she just wanted to provide this art class experience. So once a week I come in, and she just has nothing but good things to say about that. And kids come in early because it's kind of an early class. They come in early, and she's like, they're more productive, and just all these really awesome benefits, and just forming that relationship. And it's been really great experience.
She sent me an email saying that at that time, art class was on Tuesdays, but I think now it's on Wednesdays. Mm-hmm. Anyway, it was some days aren't great there for the kids, because they're dealing with a lot of, you know, some of them have jobs, or supporting families, or, I mean, any number of reasons why kids need, you know, alternative school benefits them rather than being in standard high school. And she said that the days, the art program days, are the best days for the kids overall when they start their day with art. And it meant the world to us that we were really making an impact. This is a fourth year doing art camp. This is the third year being at Fort Stevens State Park. So it's all outdoor, and we group the kids into three groups by age, and then they move around to different stations. The projects are very hands-on, messy, natural dyes, a lot of multi-day projects. We always do a t-shirt or a tote so they can take projects with them.
So it was really cool because the first art camp, which was last month, the kids collaborated on a mural project. So the first day, Carrie kind of mapped it out on, how big was that? 4 by 12 foot canvas. And she added texture, which was really cool. The kids went in with some gel medium and added texture. Then the next day, myself and my assistant, Amber, we had them fill it in, paint it. And the kids were just so enthusiastic and loved being able to be a part of like a collaborative project, and I just think it turned out so good. It was such a great experience.
Yeah, and then Dee she made little fish and little birds that we're gonna like add on to the top.
Cool.
Yeah, it was really fun. Really awesome. I think I would say that the thing I love about art camp is all the other classes I teach are once a week. And so, you know, I don't always finish a project in 1 week, but, you know, it takes, you know, that much time. But at art camp, what I love is because we have like 3 days in a row, sometimes 4 days, this year 3 days, where we can like do like a progressive piece of artwork where we can kind of add layers and interest, and it just gives kids a long time to like really just hone in on a really cool piece of artwork. And we're outside in the beautiful nature, and kids like let off steam in between classes, and it's just a really special place, I think, for kids to do art out in nature.
It's really important to us to keep the program accessible for kids. So we're so thrilled to be receiving the Change for Community program in August. Every single year, a third of our campers receive full scholarships based on need, and that's a significant part of why we do what we do. Other camps in the area, I mean, it's hundreds of dollars to do the type of programming we do. So I definitely see two of our camps are filled already, and we have a little bit of space in the second camp. We just have a few spaces left. So I definitely see expanding more art programming for kids in the future. I think it's absolutely crucial for their development, and it's not necessarily, it's not first on the academic agenda, if it's even on there at all. And so that's why we want to keep working to provide more and more and more arts. I have two kids in the school system, so I definitely, one of my first questions to the teachers are, what can my kids expect for art programming this year? And it's, I now have a 10-year-old and a 14-year-old, and it is such a mixed bag of questions, whether teachers sometimes get uncomfortable. One of the teachers at the elementary school said, I don't do art. I let the screen teach it. And it's just such a shocking thing that kids in school, I mean, it is part of their curriculum, but it's definitely, every kid doesn't have the same experience, just really based on their interest of the teacher. So for me personally, it's definitely a passion, because I see how kids change when they make art, and their confidence grows, and they surprise themselves. And you can just see the learning, and that learning translates to all the other subjects. I mean, they're all interconnected. So even now, I mean, when I look at my kids' report card, art is actually on it. It's a double-sided report card, and at the back, there's one line, if he met expectations, you know, 1 through 4. So physical education has significant more requirements for the kids, and whether they met expectations than art does. So, yeah, I hope that we just can continue working on it and building it and sharing how valuable and important kids having significant art experiences are in their development as awesome human beings and creative thinkers that we need to solve all the problems in the world have to come from creative thinkers. So, yeah, we're just so happy to be able to provide that.
Well, I've been making art my whole life, and my dad has been supportive and inspiring, because he was an artist and he always encouraged me to make things, and no matter what I made, he would just be so enthusiastic about it and just made me feel so much confidence. And I think for me, like, that's what I want to give to the kids at Art Room, is just, you know, even if they're new at it and they're not confident, I want to build them up and make them feel like what they're doing is incredible, because it is. It's all subjective, and I can always find something amazing in a kid's artwork, no matter, like, what stage they're at. And that just brings a lot of fulfillment to my life and makes me feel like they'll continue. Because that's why I continued, is because I felt like what I was doing was important and I felt good about it. And yeah, that's like a big reason why I want to keep doing this.
So I taught for 20 years before I started teaching art. And one of the things that I learned that I thought was really interesting about learning is that noticing and wondering are two of the most important things for learning anything. And so I would always incorporate a lot of art into my class because I felt like that's what you do in art. You notice. You have to really spend time noticing what you're trying to draw or what you're trying to create. And wondering creates that, is that creative part of the problem solving of the everything. So I think that that is a really incredible. And so teaching art just seems like an absolute no-brainer, and making that a part of kids' lives seems so important. So I feel super lucky to work with Annie, who is like one of the most supportive people ever. So it's really amazing to work with her, and it's really amazing to work with Karin. And I have to tell this story that I went to the market and this little kid came up to her display, and it was like he just was in such awe of like her work and was engaging in it in a way that I feel like it would be so cool if adults did engage. But it was just that, I don't know, like you couldn't replicate it. And it was just so, it was such a beautiful experience to experience. But it was like, I think that happens all the time. Like kids come up and they're just like, just in love.
Your work,
you know,
is really happy.
It's so fun when they come. Yeah, they do.
Yeah, and that's what she brings into the classroom too. Like, you know, what she said about her dad and encouraging, and she is just very encouraging. And Dee is not with us today, but she is also just an incredible artist. Just is like always positive and happy, and also is very, you know, has really good structure and just all the things, and is super encouraging to all of us as teachers and to the students. So I feel lucky to be with this group of people and to be working with them and to be doing something I love and to be creating art and inspiring kids to do that and just to let go of their inhibitions. It doesn't matter if they want to be an artist for the rest of their life. It just matters that they are creating, because that's a human condition. You know, this is an important part of us as humans.
Astoria Visual Arts is heavily reliant on grant funding, and we cannot get grant funding without community support. So through fundraising, we are a member organization, so community members support us, and then we're able to use that money to leverage larger dollars through foundation and government support, which has been really, really amazing. And arts education especially, there's a lot of funders that understand how important that need is. And but it absolutely starts with community support. The more community support we get, that translates into direct dollars, which grows our programming. We do have need of volunteers in our education program. Ideally, that's experienced educators. Sometimes we're working with kids with behavioral issues. I mean, I would say it's often in every class. And so it's more helpful for us to have volunteers that have experience. And then also, especially for our gallery space, which is staffed 100% by volunteers. We're open 3 days a week, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And the more volunteers we can get for that program, the more days a week that we can be open, which is absolutely wonderful. Yeah, so you could go onto our website, astoriavisualarts.org, and you can go into the support button if you want to become a member. It's an annual fee. It just starts at $50. And then, so it's really like friends and neighbors. If we can all get together and everybody put in a little bit of money, then it makes a significant impact. And you can also donate through there and join our email newsletter list so you can learn about art opportunities, residencies, community shows coming up, free art education opportunities, things like that, events, fundraising. Yeah, so astoriavisualarts.org. So the website is also where you can find information about the after-school program, Art Room. So we're continuing the name Art Room for the after-school program. And we're so thankful for the organizers of Art Room originally that built the program, because it's absolutely wonderful. And you can also visit us through our social media sites, which will have more up-to-date images and videos of the types of projects that we are putting on. And it's, we try to post weekly. A lot of kids, we can't show their faces and things like that, so it's a little bit hard to promote the program, but we do as good a job. Dee's been, Dee of Daydream and Dee, Dee Valenzuela, she's been absolutely amazing at helping promote the program through social media sites. So we're just really happy to have just an amazing team right now. Everybody is just, it just feels like a golden moment for this program. Just everybody's bringing just such amazing skills to the table. Yeah, we're doing
very lucky.
Happy.
Yeah, very grateful.
Very happy about it.
Thanks for listening to Beach Grassroots, a monthly podcast highlighting nonprofits of the North Oregon and South Washington coastal region. You can find out more about Astoria Visual Arts at astoriavisualarts.org. Beach Grassroots is produced at the studios of KMUN in Astoria, Oregon, by me, Emily Horde. This production is a collaboration with the Astoria Co-op's Change for Community program. You can find out more about Change for Community and the organizations it supports at astoria.coop. Beach Grassroots airs the second Thursday of every month on KMUN and can be found wherever you find podcasts. Find out how to listen to KMUN in your area at kmun.org.